What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
It's Big Loan.
It's Big Loan. The biggest loan.
And we are back. I'm here with the gang. Welcome here back to New Era Podcast. And we don't know how this show gonna go, but let's get on with it. Fat boy
May. The maddest blogger of all the mad bloggers. Listen, man. For Father's Day, my girl bought me tickets to Orioles versus Yankees. I've never been to Orioles versus Yankees, right? I was excited. Man, when Aaron Judge started hitting home runs, I was mad. I started getting up. It was over for
y'all lost, fat boy.
Yo, niggas smoked us 8-3. Niggas was walking down the stadium angry. Fucking Yankee fans was walking down the street yelling, what the fuck was they yelling? Let's go Yankees, whatever the fuck. They fuck y'all.
You should have started clotheslining niggas for disrespecting your city. Period.
Yeah,
you gotta start tackling random fans. Tackle them in front of moving vehicles so they can get ran over.
Worst Father's Day gift ever, baby. I'm telling you right now.
Coco, we got Freddie in the building.
Coco, Brett, Fred, Bird Gang, we back. You know, shout out to Ace Hameen. Usually drugs is a bitch, but today, Jim's is a bitch. Let's get to the shit.
And of course, we got everybody's favorite Dutch K.I.B. Kid. As long as you keep it a buck, how you keep it a buck? What you keep it a buck?
Keep it a buck.
Keep it a buck.
You tug no.
You know what? I don't understand.
Hold on. It is you tug though.
The nerve of this nigga Jim's.
Yeah. Them bills.
We drowning in fake apology videos and then make the video private and then monetize the video and bitch you not Puerto Rican.
My ex moved on with a black guy. I'm sad.
Yeah, Jim's is Clayton Bigsby. Yeah. Go Dutch. Nah, go Dutch.
Come on, B. Word the mother.
Word the mother, son. Go B. That's my word, son. Go Dutch.
Come on, I.
Yo,
she's still taking ass in the deli. Let's go.
Yo, what's good, y'all? Your boy Dutch K.I.B. Kid, as long as you keep it a buck. And I don't know where y'all was last night, but I was at a fish fry. The big fish got caught, and we had a fish fry.
Jesus.
Congrats to Bud for unifying the four belts, man. Four belt Bud.
Undisputed. Hey. Bud.
Undisputed.
Dutch. Yo. Yo. I watched that one. I don't know these niggas. I'm going to be honest. So I was at a Ledge event. We're going to talk about it. I went to go get a loaded potato. Ever since I walked back into the room, that nigga was getting his ass beat. Like, literally. I've never seen somebody with more heart. I feel like you could probably enlist him into, like, the CIA. He could go to war. And I feel like he's not going to tell America secrets or any of that. Like, I feel like our information is protected in his hands. He stood there and got his ass beat. I honestly feel like, nigga, do you box?
By
round three, his coach looked like he boxed all 12 rounds already. I'm like,
damn. That nigga, he looked like he was going to turn to the ref and say, yo, if y'all niggas jumping me, what the fuck going on here?
Right, he looked
like, who else there?
He needed a facelift. His face was wrinkly as shit. My dog, after the fight, the guy Crawford, I don't know these names, he came over there to speak to the dude. He had to tilt his head back so his eyelids will open up enough so he can see dog. I was like, yeah,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
They need to
I
get
never
him
seen
a
my
perk.
Dog look like that, bro. Yeah. Fence ain't never
hot
even been down.
He need a shower and a pillow. That nigga need to go to bed. They actually need to take him to the hospital first to make sure he didn't get a fucking concussion or brain damage. He got his fucking ass beat. And the ref should have had Ben stop that fight after he fell down the third time. He should have just been like,
y'all remember when kids used to get bullied in school and they would always be like, yo, why your head keep, why your face keep hitting my hand? Why your face keep hitting my hand?
That's my how uncle used to do that shit to me.
Nah, he looked like he was in a motorcycle crash. That nigga looked fucked up. That should look bad.
You
know how
people be like, I bet you won't knock this stick off my shoulder. He knocked the stick off his shoulder and got his ass beat.
The tree branch. The tree bark, everything.
When he walked out with Eminem, I was like, I'm not the biggest Eminem fan, but when you come out,
you see him, Freddie, you didn't see that on Twitter. You didn't see, it was on Instagram. Eminem commented on the dude post and was like, you like my favorite boxer right now. He like, shit, pull up, let's make a movie. My dog pulled up. Let's go. Eminem know how to get into the event free. What the fuck?
There's certain people you don't walk out with and then lose. Like, Tank came out with Chief Keef. You don't lose after coming out with Chief Keef.
First of all, Tank popping out with Chief Keef and them having to mute all the words is crazy. But nonetheless, the nigga got on Twitter and said he want a rematch. Dog, no.
Nigga, is your brain cells gone?
Why? Like, no. Who tweeted this? Did his manager tweet? I know he went home and went to sleep. I know he didn't get on Twitter.
That nigga. Yo, I gotta put, I gotta find the link. But the nigga was talking. They asked him about the rematch. Errol Spence. That nigga look hurt when answering that question. Hold on.
Wait, Rashad said Wilder came out with Lux and got cooked.
Yeah, he did. Damn. He definitely did.
I forgot all about that, yo. That was random.
He did though. Oh, he did.
I completely forgot that happened, bro.
Hey, but what's the battler though? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like,
industry. He's like not coming out to everything healthy and then getting your ass whooped.
And then everything being anything but healthy.
Everything but healthy.
It's crazy.
Yo, that is a wow. I forgot about that, bro.
I did too.
All right.
Hold on, my bad. I have one.
Beloved. Speaking of beloved, real quick, did you guys get a chance to listen to Danny Meyer's diss record?
Oh, brother, you snuck that in there. That's crazy.
I mean, we gonna talk about gems. Don't worry, it's about to happen.
I just
want to know, did y'all hear the diss record in its entirety? Did y'all listen to it?
I definitely heard it. Maybe it's because. I ain't heard Danny on Wax before, but I don't know. I didn't like it at all. I thought the bars was all right. They was there, but Danny just sound weird over a beat to me. You feel me? Like, I don't know.
He could have just rapped that shit acapella low key. Probably would have hit a little better for me. I like a certain type of music. So like if I'm listening to, I listen to drill music. Let's just start there.
Yeah.
So if you gonna pop out and diss a nigga, I'm used to some crazy disses. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta not only make it catchy, it gotta be disrespectful, and it gotta have some finesse to it. He didn't have no finesse in that shit. It was like he just went in there with his bars that he wrote off his notepad. They turned on any beat.
That WWF Shawn Michaels beat, wasn't it? Like that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that shit was ahead. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It was, it's giving Danny's old. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That's what it was giving.
The bars themselves was cool. I'm not mad at it. I felt like the material he went with was like, okay, if I got to battle this nigga, I don't want to say but so much. So I'm going to say something that's respectable, but it's not the most elite fire shit ever. Plus, it's not a battle. The problem is the way Danny was rapping that shit was like bouncing ball on the screen type shit. Like it just sounded like this was your first time rapping on a beat. And it just sound cringy. Or maybe it's just because we don't hear Danny on beat. It is kind of a little cringy. So it's like, it's not the worst.
You know, when Danny raps battle acapella, he goes crazy. It just didn't have that Danny Myers feel to it. Like the energy shit was missing because he was on beat.
But shout outs to Danny. You know, at least niggas is trying to be competitive. I could appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
He tried to do something different to call Lux out versus just going on the timeline saying something in the interview. He was really trying to get his attention. I don't think he got his attention. I'm going to be honest.
Well, hold on. But this is the thing. Lux is not responding to this nigga. Lux said, yo, the G.O.D. track will be on my next upcoming album. Like, yo, G.O.D. is a diss record from 2 years ago. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he did address Danny in the diss record. So him saying that that track is going to be on his upcoming album is like, he telling y'all now, I'm not responding to this nigga. I already said what I wanted to say to Danny. So that's it. That is it.
That got to sting a little bit.
Yeah, y'all want to see the battle?
He said that shit was like Jay-Z releasing Super Ugly after Ether.
Right.
That's crazy.
Y'all interested in the battle or what?
What battle?
Danny somebody said Lux? they want a battle in the small room and a value.
Ooh,
Lux and Danny Myers.
Nigga, what?
I'm not gonna lie. I honestly got Lux. I'm not gonna say packing him up, but packing him the fuck up. I ain't gonna lie.
That's a nice present for Danny Myers. That's a nice gift.
I feel like I'm not mad at Danny Myers getting that battle though. Like, shit, fuck it.
I mean, Danny's one of them. He in the DNA box. You know, maybe you're not necessarily somebody that everybody wants to see, but the work you put in this culture is undeniable, bro. If you get a Lux battle, we not mad. Right. Like, we respect it. We going to watch. We going to tune in. And we cheering for you because we want to see you do great versus Beloved. So, and I'm listen, like I ain't going to front like Lux win every battle either. I don't want to say it like that. Let's be clear. Lux not up here just kicking everybody's ass. So
right.
I think the battle was close. Actually, I don't got Lux.
Y'all niggas don't know what to say when niggas sneeze.
Oh, wait, I ain't here, bro. Bless you.
Yeah,
I sneezed twice. I can't get a bless you around this motherfucker.
You allergic? Bro, you allergic to the cat you got?
Bar God.
That little guy cats and allergic to him. What's going on?
You know, sneezing and then saying yikes after is crazy.
Sneezing saying what?
Yikes.
Freddie, relax. Okay, before we get really into the shits, I want to talk about the Bar Wars event I went to. Shout out to Ledge.
Shout out to Ledge.
Summer Rain 2. It was a vibe. Number one, he fed niggas. Niggas had seating. We watched the fight. It was all good vibes. I like the venue. And just to recap these real quick, hold on. Let me remember these niggas' name.
Okay.
The instructions?
I don't want to.
The instructions?
Listen, I was on my way to my car to get some, to roll up, and I walked past one of the instructions niggas, and his name is C Steel. He's battling on the Trenches card coming up, too. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know who he was, but I didn't realize he was on the card, so we was chatting just for a second. And then he was like, you might not know me, but my name's C Still. I was like, oh, you the instructions nigga. And so he laughed. He thought it was funny. I told him, I said, we had to have Ledge tell us who you was. You was on that bottom up part of the card where the address normally be. And so he laughed. I was like, see, since now you know who I am, I don't want you to go back, listen to the show, and hear that and didn't think I wouldn't say it to your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
so now, it was cool.
Let's go,
Lo. Yo, being cool. By the address is crazy.
Yeah, I told him. I was like,
you and Tom and D, nigga?
And I said, I literally said, my podcast mate, we had all realized on the OSBL card that all the names at the bottom we didn't realize was people on the card. We thought they was the instructions to kill.
Instructions. Mm-hmm.
So you were instructions, nigga. But I had got some clips or whatever. I got a few pictures. I'm not a picture person. I don't be asking niggas for pictures and shit, but I don't remember the high potency battle. I'm gonna be honest. I was outside for a second, but yeah. I seen the C Steel and JP battle. JP is the one that Les described that people say he like Baby Calico. I'm gonna be honest. It's more giving she to me than Calico. But yeah. C Steel, we friends now. You my dog, but you lost. You lost, baby. I ain't gonna lie to you. You lost. JP, he stole two bars. That Excedrin .. bar, Enes just said that on the Trenches, like, and it was another bar he stole too. But even with them two bars being taken out, he was up there kicking dog ass. He was a little doing too much, like he kept bumping into him and just being all in his space. But apparently they had like a little good promo run, so maybe that's where it came from. But it was a little annoying, I'm not gonna lie. Breezy Will and Dylon five times. Mm-hmm.
Dylon.
Breezy Will was really, really good. Like, Dog was really good from the beginning of his round to the end. Dylon did good as well, but I have Breezy Will clearly winning that battle. Mm. Unfortunately, Seabree the Lyricist and Shay Rack did not go down.
What?
Yeah, they didn't go down. I have been seeing Seabree the whole time that I had been there, and I'm like, dang, I still ain't seen Shay Rack yet. We like two battles in, and then Seabree walked up to me like, hey, is your name Lola? I was like, yeah, girl, I've been seeing you. I ain't want to come say hi because I ain't know if you knew me. And so I'm like, I can't wait to see you battle. She was like, they didn't tell you? I was like, they didn't tell me what? She was like, it's not going down. She not here. And my whole heart was fresh because that's literally what I was there for. Oh,
boy.
But she did tell me some little exciting stuff I won't mention here. But she did tell me some exciting stuff she got coming up next. So I'm really looking forward to that. And shout out to Shay Rack, because it don't really sound like, from what I heard, that it sounded like they was on their way and some other shit went down. So shout out to them.
Shay Rack was just on, what's that, Instagram or Twitter, tooting it up to the camera. She just was
I did see her tooting that little butt up. Go ahead, bro. Yeah, I see.
See what happened. Why she didn't show up?
Little booties matter.
Yeah.
And then it was Chef Trez and Shotty P. Another good battle. Ledge was like, hey, Lo, go up there and stand up there with the rest of the other people. And I was like, I like being in the shadows. I don't want to. He like, nah, go up there and stand up there.
So did you make a jazz face?
I probably made a few jazz faces. I'm not going to lie. Because Shotty P, he was kind of straight.
You made Lobe like, on her Ben Swayze shit. Go for it.
I honestly, I'm going to be honest because I'm a real nigga. And I think I have Shotty P winning this battle.
Oh, shit.
Chef Trez was not bad at all. He wasn't bad. First of all, he was doing beginning of the round rebuttals, middle of the round rebuttals, end of the round rebuttals. He just was rebuttaling whatever the fuck he felt like. And let's start there. But he was good. I would post the clip that I have of him, but I accidentally had a filter on it. And so it keeps putting blush on my dog face. And I don't want to do that.
Wow.
Put that out. And it's blush, you know, just popping up on his cheeks every few moments. I don't think that's a good look. So I won't be putting that little clip out. But it was good, and I believe they did stream it live, so it should still be up on YouTube. So make sure y'all go check those battles out, because they was good. And,
Shotty P from Detroit, ain't he, Lo?
Yeah, I think all these guys was from Detroit, except for their opponents. So,
shout out to Kenny, outside cutting his grass right now, listening to us on YouTube. Shout out to Kenny.
Real quick, I seen Fonz, right? Well, so first of all, shout out to M-Lang. I seen my dog M-Lang. He popped out.
Shout out to M-Lang.
I was walking past and he scared me. He was like, "Lo." I was like, "Oh shit." If I had to, I be needing to make sure people is who they is before I just assume. So I'm like, "What's your name?" Because I wanted to make sure.
Same nigga in real life, they is what they is.
He is on the internet, M-Lang is tall as hell. Like, he was sitting in the chair, and he looked like a normal-sized person. He stood up. He's the same height as Fonz. Looking each other dead. I'm like, damn, dog, you are tall. I didn't even realize that.
Lo, you be forgetting you battle rap famous? People be calling your name, and you be all, what the fuck?
People knew me. You know what, Freddie? It's crazy, because, like, I didn't go speak. I know me and Chef have talked a few different times on social media or whatever. I didn't go speak to him or whatever. I didn't go speak to Seabree. I be in my own space, and I don't know if people recognize you in person. You know what I'm saying? The same. Chef came up to me after the thing or whatever and was like, yeah, I recognize you. You look like you look on the internet. And I was like, well, shit, I just want to make sure. I don't want to walk up to you and be like, hey, I'm Lo. And you be like, who? Because that's embarrassing. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was good vibe. They showed the fight after the event. They had food. It was a good vibe. You could smoke in there. They was selling liquor. It was lit. And it started later in the day. And as soon as it was over, the fight basically came on. So it was good. It was a good vibe.
Good timing, right. Ledge. Good timing.
So shout out to Ledge. I told him and Steve Ree, like, bro, if y'all inbox me when we got cards here, I'll definitely pop out. Sometimes I was supposed to go to 2 events in Flint and fucked around and forgot. I'm like, I got a bad memory. I'll be high. But inbox me the shit and I'll stay tapped in. So I definitely would like to tap in more to the scene here. I just don't be knowing where the scene be. You know what I'm saying?
That's fire. Shout out to Ledge.
But anyway, shout out to Ledge.
Top 10 podcast, if you don't know, on Caffeine. My dog Ledge is, I think he on there damn near every day, bro. You can catch him randomly throughout the day.
His birthday was over the weekend, too. Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Big Ledge.
He had cupcakes at the... Man, bro, come on now. I love cupcakes. I'm like, this event is 10 out of 10. Like, what are we doing?
Not you feeding me
cupcakes and steak-loaded potatoes? We friends.
Wait. What kind of potatoes?
It was a steak loaded. Well, they were selling loaded potatoes, and it's not like in the actual potato. They use one of them carry out containers and put the potatoes in that, and then they was not stingy with nothing. The fucking box is loaded. I still got some in the fridge. I'm gonna warm up when we done and finish.
It was going crazy.
Okay,
bro. All right, wait a minute. Before we go any further, because I know what's next. Today, 4 p.m. on Caffeine, the Mecca, John the Don, and everybody he paid money to rap on the Mecca. You know what I'm saying? I heard John got an award yesterday presented to him by Smack for his leadership and that being a dope battle rapper over the years and representing Yonkers and all that cool shit. So shout out to John. Congratulations.
That's super dope. Yeah, I seen a little certificate thing he had posted on time. I thought it came from his city, but I could be tripping. But either way, that shit's fire. And for sure, give John his flowers, because John is definitely a legend, Suffler soul.
Yeah, he found out that... I wasn't gonna say that, but yeah, you found out.
Yeah, he found you. You good, Freddie? I see what you just did there. I like that. You ain't gonna get away with it this week the way you did with last week. You ain't gonna. We not letting you slide again.
Lo, you ended the show crazy last week.
Yeah, last week.
Why you bringing up old stuff?
Nah, that shit was crazy.
You ain't gotta never bring that up again. You ain't never gotta do that.
My bad.
So we was family.
Y'all don't know. Go listen to the last 4 minutes.
Don't listen to that. If you never tune in to that intro part, then there's no point in you popping out. Like, don't be a hater.
Nah, Lowick, she dropped a nuclear bomb.
Now I got to roll up a blood because now I got anxiety. Lord, it was messy work. Anyway,
John his props, but all you New York niggas ain't solid like that. One in particular.
Let's transition. Damn, I'm the host.
Huh?
Damn, I'm the host.
Look at me. I'm about to start a whole nother Fat Boy podcast.
Subscribe.
Jims, come to the front of the congregation, Brady. The cousins want to speak with you real fast. We want to understand. So
the Greek Milli Vanilli, like,
the Greek freak at this point. Jims, you know what would be crazy? Because you was really upset that you and a woman broke up. And she dated another person. Imagine your daughter marry a black man. Imagine that. Because like I told a few people, karma loves to come in the form of your children. And it'd be crazy to feel some type of way about your biracial grandchildren when they coming up. Pop, pop. Come here, pop, pop. Like, how are you mad that you and your girl broke up and she moved on? But you gonna hate all black people.
I wasn't buying that shit at all, though. Like,
I didn't buy that shit. He was talking about black women, black babies. That nigga was using hard ER. That nigga was upset. Whatever that means. You're going to be upset when your daughter is 17 and she bring her first boyfriend home and his name is Jerome. You're going to be upset.
That nigga ripped. He was ripping a ball spot in shorty head. That judge was upset. He was knocking the baby hairs, the edges off her head. Jims could not handle it. He just decided he hate all of us. All you niggas got to go. Like, Jims, you hate that. All right, so this. All right, let's go through the process here. Mm-hmm. The first little bit of tweets that showed up from OTFMZ. Right, Low dropped it in the chat. Like, look at this. I'm looking at this shit like, yeah, they finna pack this nigga up for this. This kind of crazy, Gems. Right? But I'm thinking a little light pack up, nothing too crazy, a few old tweets. Then niggas showed up with the vision board of hate, the Excel spreadsheet. A tweet just showed up like, wait a minute. This nigga got so a bad. Rollout.
He got so bad, right? Fat boy. They got a Google Drive.
Niggas had a file of your tweets.
What's crazy is the person that sent me the link for the Google Drive, he loves battle rap, so he watches a lot of battle rap, but he's not involved in the culture. I'm like, how the fuck did you get the fucking file with the receipts? Like, the fact that there is a whole Google Doc going around with racist tweets. And you keep trying to, that, first of all, let's talk about him keep trying to bring Swave into this too.
Yo,
it's such a stupid fucking point of view. I was in your house and did I seem racist then or did you have a problem then? Like, no, bitch, you was faking it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's the problem.
That's the thing about racist people. They can fake it a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? They'll be friends with a whole bunch of black people and then you uncover a bunch of racist shit that they said or they make little comments here and there. You try to brush it off. Jims, we did not forget when Rome did the Ancestry.com and said you wasn't Puerto Rican. I've Jims up on the timeline like every 6 months. I'm actually surprised it took the racist tweets to come out and not him faking to be a person of color.
Like, yo, Jims, you was dead ass. Walking around here calling people nigga and don't have no respect for black people, low key. Like, you know how twisted in your mind you gotta be to be trying to
want
to
be a nigga and don't like niggas.
You want to dress the part and you want to be a part of this culture so bad and don't want to be like none of these niggas, really. You just want to be in battle rap. Like, that's
they was calling him. They was calling him Jim's Crow, child. I was like, listen,
Jim's Crow.
Paul Mooney said, "Everybody want to be a, but don't want to be a."
Like, that's it. Listen, that's exactly the truth. Here's my thing, right? So we saw all the tweets show up. Yo, Jim's dropped the blog. Okay, we know he's gonna do the whole "I'm not making excuses." I'ma just tell, first of all, Gems, this number one. You don't get to show up with a whole blog and be like, "I want to tell y'all the truth." The time to tell the truth was a long time ago that you felt that way. Because number one, we've seen this movie before. Y'all niggas remember Avocado? We've seen this already, where niggas did a whole rollout of apology. Now, I will say this. I'm going to give Avo a lot of credit.
He has taken
tremendous, well, that too, but he took a lot of strides in order to repair his status in this culture.
And his shit wasn't even nearly as bad. He laughed at a joke. You up here calling people the N-word with a hard E-R on there. You remember Bust That Trigger? We was like, yo,
bro, you out here comparing black people to dogs, monkeys, slaves. You talking about buying niggas and like, yo, bro, you just, I don't care about it was 10 years ago, my nigga. We don't care. You know how many people think it's okay to do the shit they do, and because it was years ago, it don't matter? Do you commit murder and niggas just be like, 10 years ago, not that big a deal right now? What the fuck are you talking about? What
are you talking about? Out of racism? Like, what made you start liking black people again? Like, what? I'm just confused. Like, what was it about black people that you didn't like in the first place? That's the problem. Like, is it the fact that... But you love black shit, though. This you love black shit. You over there talking like a nigga, trying to be a nigga, dressing like a nigga. You not even, you're Greek.
Yeah.
Like, come on, go do some Greek shit. Go get a fucking gyro.
He mad at black folks, right? But here's the thing.
Make me a pita, nigga.
It's from the decision of a Spanish woman. Why you not mad at Spanish people? Why you mad at
him? He said death to all them Spanish people who date black men.
Well, we do. How all of us is the enemy, and we really didn't do anything. I told him
on Twitter that nigga was upset. It was like little dick syndrome. He was like, my girl fucking a black man, my dick is small. It's like very insecure. It was very insecure.
Nigga was right over there fucking the breath out your girl, and you couldn't handle it. So like, yo,
he was nailing her to the cross. That nigga was sick. He was at home thinking about that shit every night. Like, damn, this black man is nailing my girl to the cross. She hanging on to the backboard. She up the wall. Shut your little dick ass up.
Because then he said it was depression. Like, bro, you just got packed up for saying depression.
Before that, he said it was jokes. He said it was a joke. All this was jokes. Racial comments are jokes, dog. Like that, the ones you was making.
Saying black different. Babies look like dogs is not a joke.
That's
bro.
Not funny, my nigga.
We never laughed. We didn't laugh. We didn't think it was funny, Goofy.
That shit weird, bro. I know you want to make an apology blog, and now you about to make 70 of them shits. And I ain't gonna lie, the culture gonna fake get rid of you. You gonna still be around making blogs, and you gonna still be getting paid off this culture. You really a culture vulture at this point. Not that you wasn't before, now that we know who you really are. That shit trash, bro.
Come to a predominantly black culture and get paid by mostly black people. And to be like that is just crazy, like, bro. Oh my!
Right, that shit don't just go away.
You emulating black culture while not liking black people. Go find some Greek shit. Go eat some Greek food. Go fucking listen to some Greek music. Go hang with your Greek friends if you don't like black shit. You don't like black people that much.
Gyro. That shit is crazy.
This is another issue I got with it, right? It's like, yo, our people been through so much. The lynchings, the rapes, just a long history of black people being treated bad. Gentrification, all the things you could imagine. Poor school systems, like everything. Yo, bro, we have lived this life of what it's like to be hated on just because of who you are. I have never in my life, bro, had an issue with someone of another race, ethnicity, whatever, and then started hating all them people, bro. You just kind of, without wanting to admit it, to me anyway, feel like you just got a thing about race with black people. I seriously doubt, in my opinion, that this one thing happened and then all black people was just niggas and it was just hate and hatred and just anger towards all of us because of this one thing. I feel like you low-key just didn't like black people for whatever reason or thought it was cool to just make jokes and shit about it like everybody was just going to let it fly. That's just crazy. That's how your family was building you. That's nasty work.
Yeah.
What's crazy is this is the stupidity to me. I think we've seen so many people get canceled for previous tweets. Like, did you forget you was racist? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you ain't been deleted that?
Nigga, why you here at Essence Fest with us? What the fuck is going on? Sims really wanted to be black all of a sudden and was hating niggas. Don't make no sense. Nigga, you had to hate.
What's crazy is he was hating niggas still saying nigga. Like, that's crazy. He was hating niggas but still saying nigga. Like, bro, I wish somebody else would punch him in the face. I said that before I say it again.
You up here saying nigga? Yeah, sometimes. They told that nigga sometimes. Bro, why?
I know you're not that battle so bad.
Like, and why are you like fake trying to pass yourself off as Spanish, bro? Why are you doing that?
Because he wanna be a nigga.
Yo, you saw Achilles when he said his pops were Puerto Rican. Achilles pulled up the files. His pops were white.
Then was the files that when Rome was doing that Ancestry.com thing, Rome, those was pictures that he had dropped at that time.
Yo, if y'all niggas wasn't here, hold on, let me tell niggas, because I remember. I was heavy in my blogging days when this shit happened. Rome had a whole family rollout. I'm talking about, nigga, that picture looked like The Last Supper. It was a dozen people in this one photo he had, and all them niggas looked like they was from over somewhere overseas, my nigga. None of them looked like fucking Spanish people or nothing like Jim's trying to act like he is. You don't look like that. Your family don't look like that. Nobody in that photo Rome had looked like that.
Speak Spanish to me, nigga. Give me some talk to me in Spanish if you Spanish, nigga.
Hey, hold on. Time out. I don't know Spanish neither.
I don't know Spanish neither, but that's not the point. That's not the point. Our ancestry is not in question at this time. Because if I drop my family members, they're going to look like what I said they is. They're not going to look completely different.
Jim's really want to be one of them.
If you want to enjoy black spaces, this is just my thing, and I'm gonna be done with it. If you want to enjoy black spaces, black culture, black things, it's American black things, you cannot not like black people. That's just it. If you don't like black people, you gotta find somewhere else to be. Like, because that shit, we not accepting that shit. I never tuned into his shit anyway. I definitely, if y'all still tuning into that, y'all losers.
Hold on, let me say this. This is the thing, bro. Jim's got over here and realized he love it here. You hated niggas until you started being one.
Yeah.
And then you loved it here and then didn't want to leave. Niggas started rapping. Niggas started getting you at Swave House. This nigga wanted to do everything in the culture. Where's the Beasley Funhouse at? Jim's wanted to go to that too. He wanted to participate in everything, but hating niggas. Like, Jim's, get the fuck out of here with that, bro.
That apology shit,
you could have just kept all of that. You could have just got on the internet and just said, yo, I was a dickhead and I'm going to just go sit the fuck down somewhere. I would have respected it. And it'd be like, well, at least he kept it a buck. Bye.
Ben is in
that apology was for nothing. All that was trash.
Ben is in a new era Discord, and he is cutting the fuck up. Shout out to Ben. This nigga said, Freddie, you can't speak Spanish. He said, ¿Cómo está usted, Freddie?
There you go.
He said,
wait
for calls at Freddy's bodega.
Freddy don't speak Spanish neither. Pack it up, man.
Yo,
who don't speak Spanish?
Cortez don't speak Spanish. Cortez don't speak Spanish either. Mm. So we not killing Freddy. When Cortez learns some Spanish, then we can kill Freddy.
Until I don't speak Spanish either,
not me throwing Cortez under the bus because I was in the fire.
No, that was actually a good reference. You know, he murdered Adam gang. You know what
Hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go talk to Cortez, Benjamin. Yeah. We don't want to hear that shit.
Get out the pool and go call your man.
Yeah.
Y'all go get Rosetta Stone. Get out the pool. Go get y'all Rosetta Stone. You go sit down. He said Cortez started taking duo. He is fucking irritating.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, that's the show, guys. We just came here to pack up Jim's. Like, no.
Stop being weird, Jim's.
Stop being weird, you dirty Greek nigga.
Get out the culture, bro.
In the culture, telling people stop being dirty. A nigga got a whole KKK thread. Like, bro.
The dirty fuck out of here. Dirty is crazy. Like, how you telling people to stop being dirty and you the dirtiest?
That's just... I don't know, bro.
Why is Cousin Kenny Dog attacking the lawnmower?
I don't know. You know what's funny? I saw the tweet. I put my phone down, and it's been on loop. Since I mentioned him, it's just been on my phone, the dog chasing the lawnmower.
And attacking the lawnmower. This is crazy. Make me a pita as well. Yes, it is.
Av just dropped a song, too. I think it was kind of for the promo for the rock battle. So
yeah, I want to know if it was, because some of it didn't seem like it was directed at Rock, some of what he was saying. I mean, it is, you know, niggas gonna say different shit, so it don't all gotta be towards Rock, but it didn't sound like it was full rock, but I think the track itself, it fit, you know what I'm saying, for like promo purposes. So you put it over the trailer or put it over the image of the battle. It's like, it kind of fit. I see what was going on there, but I didn't think it was for Tay Rock.
Oh, damn. Did John John just announce this? Is this a new announcement from John John or I'm tripping?
Wait, what happened? What happened?
I'll put it in the chat. Y'all can look at it.
Let's get to the rest of this track list. Was we done talking about Jim's dirty ass?
Yeah. I forgot what was else on there. It was at least 19 tracks on there that I was packing him up. I can't even remember what else on there. I don't know.
Oh, no. There's some other shit, Lo.
That's new?
Yeah, that's some other shit.
September it looked like, 10th. Okay, so it looked like, I couldn't even see the, oh, yep, September 10th. Okay, it looked like,
John no, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's going on? What's going on? Chef Trez, you back on bullpen again? Because you oh, just battled there that. Yesterday. You on bullpen again in September? What's going on? Stop. Danny, this is why you're not getting the Lux back. This is why you're not getting it. This is why it's not going to happen. Who is St. Courts? Why are you battling niggas nobody knows? And Danny, I understand you got bills. But, bro, we said this to JC a million times. There's a much bigger bag in battling Lux that will carry the whole rest of your year for your bills. If you just be patient and take the big battle, bro, when it finally show up. You battling these $800 niggas is, bro, this ain't the answer. You Danny fucking on Ryan.
One thing to happen, Bricks Belby gonna be on
the Danny need to get a work from home job so he can substitute his income.
Yeah, bro, go work at Lowe's. My son work at Lowe's. Just go.
Working at Lowe's as Danny Myers is insane.
Bro.
He says St. Courts is a youth pastor at the church where the event is being held.
No.
Scumbag. Sam. Sam, I'm about to go ahead and take your privileges to type in here away.
Not the bar guy battling a camp counselor. I don't got time for this kid, nigga.
What?
A summer camp counselor.
Anyways, let's talk about some of these announcements that's coming up. We can't do full predictions because that we want to really say that for the prediction blog, but
yeah,
it's like, looking a little spicy in battle rap.
I gotta say this.
Say it.
We the first half of this year, okay, we was looking at the year like, damn, this shit is trash. Even in early in the year, I remember back in March, Ben was on the show still, and we were saying, yo, this might be the worst battle rap year ever. Shit looking bad. URL not holding it down. It was looking crazy. Mm-hmm. This might be the greatest turnaround in battle rap history because every league you could think of got live events. Every league got fire matchups. This nigga ARP think he's Summer Madness. Like, yeah, it is completely lit outside. Bruh, it's a whole different place right now. Battle rap is going crazy. I'm excited for all these cards. I'm excited for all the potential great battles we could get. It's going to lead into the Cody and Wody talk sometime around October. It's going to start warming up. Like, it's lit.
I hate to do the comparison, but Summer Madness was missing the people like Goods and like Calico and for them to be like a battle,
K Shiny, Easy, like and Surf.
Yep,
that's
yep,
crazy. Yep, yep.
That's why I said when I've never turned a tweet on to where only I can reply. Y'all niggas was getting on my nerves so fucking bad when I'm trying to. People don't want to see Swamp versus A-Verb, and I'm like, bitch, they've been arguing for a year. They put a lot of promo into that. That is a Summer Madness battle. Stop talking about you don't want to see it. Y'all dick sucking so bad. Y'all want people to like something they don't like. The card is a good card. Do it sound like a Summer Madness card? No, it doesn't. Could it be fucking amazing? Absolutely. But we can tell the truth. Like, this not even me trying to compare their card with other cards. If I was to just... And then the trailer. Like, they should have had Tay Rock and Ev, like, narrating that trailer. Yes. And, like... talking about the history, because y'all didn't book that battle when y'all was supposed to book it. So a lot of people may not even really remember or keep up with what's going on. Y'all got DNA on the trailer talking about, let's bring battle rap back. But shut the fuck up. Why do you want to hear that?
We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that. I told y'all behind the scenes, I just felt like the URL in a nutshell, you know what I'm saying? Pause. That they didn't take care of. They didn't take care of the card. Like, they just rolled it out. Like, they just showed us, like, oh, here's Summer Madness, y'all. And that was it. There was, like you said, like, although the trailers, there wasn't no, like, individual trailers for the trailer for the matches that needed to be, like, rolled out. Really, like,
and if they wasn't going to do an individual trailer, that's not even necessarily the worst part. It's like I said, like, you got a Summer Madness skill battle on this card as your main event. You could have easily let them talk a little shit in the trailer, give a little of the history, you know, just little shit. I seen Tay Rock posted a clip from him and Rada battle. And on the caption of it, it says something to the nature of, y'all seen what happened to the last nigga that left the cave, something like that. But like, that's good promo inside of that trailer that y'all dropped, that y'all could have had both of them with the voiceover, a little bit of history, a little bit of something.
They needed to boast this up. Is Tay Rock, let's talk now. Is Tay Rock versus Av a Summer Madness battle? Absolutely. The question is, can it headline? Absolutely. Well, what do you need for people to be completely interested in this card other than the fact that we just URL? Sometimes just your name is not enough to sell it. What you needed was, like Lo said, you needed all those different elements to draw people into why this is the battle of the summer. This one headline in our card is the one you need to be focused on. Right now, that battle don't stand alone. I can make an argument that John John and T-Top is going to be just as good as Tay Rock and Av. Right now, if I had to sell it, I could sell it to you. But if you make a promo trailer for just Av and Rock, and it's like a 6-7 minute long video of just them talking about how they feel about each other now compared to how it used to be and what, like, that would sell the shit out of this. Like, it's a whole movie. You done created a whole dialogue out of that shit. But right now, it's just Av and Rock. That's really what it is right now. It's going to be a fire battle. I anticipate it being crazy. Like, right, mm-hmm. I put in our group chat all the tweets I was seeing of people saying, yo, the summer is lit. The summer, this is about to be crazy. Battle rap on fire right now. The culture is back. Battle rap ain't dead. I screenshot all them tweets. Y'all wasn't saying that when they announced Summer Madness. Y'all waited till Easy versus Geechee got announced, and when Rum Nitty versus Jazz got announced, and that's when all the yo, this summer is crazy. Where was that energy when they announced Summer Madness for all y'all niggas that was dick sucking saying, yo, y'all hating on Summer Madness? Well, where was y'all at? Y'all wasn't gassing it. Y'all just was mad at the niggas that didn't like it.
Yeah, they just got in the I'ma be in everybody mentions who say something not fire about this card. That's all they was doing. But I wasn't seeing no bunch of excited tweets or excited posts for that card. And they wasn't excited. Card at one time. I've been seeing one matches get announced at once, and the culture is in a frenzy. People immediately going live, like all of that. That it just don't have the feel. Is it a good card?
When certain cards get announced, you will see every fucking member of media, all your online, the Bum Nitties, the All Things Battle Raps, I'm not calling them out. I'm just saying when a fire card or a fire battle get announced, your whole timeline is that fucking flyer with fire emojis and the date and the time and all of that shit. Y'all was hella not people interacting for that hella madness card. Y'all wasn't posting that shit all over the fucking place. Yo, I couldn't get Easy and Geechee off my fucking timeline. I do what I want. It was down the whole timeline. Jazz and Rum Nitty down the whole time. Oh, matter of fact, side note, Jazz. I ain't gonna lie.
Jazz,
you selling the shit out this. You tweeting about Rum Nitty every hour on the hour. I love it.
And
thank you.
And I think she feel away because a lot of people saying the same thing. Like, damn, this Rum Nitty. But damn, Jazz ain't never really just died on no stage. You know what I'm saying? So it's very, it's, you ain't never seen it for real. So you can't, I mean, official. You know what I mean? But it's not in her track record to not do well. She almost like a cheat code to an extent. Yeah. She just kind of know what to do on stage.
Just so I'm correct, but this is happening on the Riot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's the problem for me. It's not so much that I don't think Jazz can hang with Rum Nitty. I think she's super talented. She can rap good. She's smart. One thing about Jazz, she's smart as fuck.
This nigga said she's gonna get sent to the big police station in the sky. Yeah, oh my God.
The big dispatcher up there.
Yeah, she finna have a big mic. Like, she finna have a big headset. Jeez. Yeah.
Hold on. She's smart. She's smart as shit. But this the problem, bro. All that battle rap IQ only gets you so far considering the atmosphere you in. You in a, you gonna be in that Riot room in a pit style environment, most likely. There's one of the best lyricists in the world. And ain't that much showmanship in the world. You don't got a crowd in your favor like that. So it's going, the real rap gonna have to hit. Can she do it? I think she's gonna make it interesting. This niggas thought she was gonna die to Geek Geeky. She didn't die.
Nigga, yeah, but finna be dispatching in heaven.
Yeah,
it's time for y'all to mic. It's, listen, take everybody in the Discord, please stop typing because y'all doing a lot. She going to be dispatching in heaven is crazy. Like what?
Y'all sending the angels out one by one.
Gio said, Gio said, you want to talk to the dispatcher? Press 911.
Oh no!
I am out of here.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, let me put you through to Jesus. Give me 1 second.
One moment for your transfer.
Yo,
elevator music and all.
Take a lap, Freddie. Take a lap.
I don't think Jazz going die. I think she gonna hold her own. I just don't think she gonna win.
I'm gonna put you through to Jesus.
I can't see it.
Up. I gotta run real quick. I'll be right back.
Oh my God. I tweeted that I love Jazz. That's my baby. I love her. I'm like, but she might get sent up. She retweeted me and said, bet, with the handshake emoji. I'm like, but I love you, Jazz. This is Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty, it don't matter what league, small league, big league opponent can be, whoever. He gonna give at least one bar every battle that you be like, this nigga's crazy. Like, I can't believe
come up with
the flips, bro. He bro, about the name flips.
Musicians, the instruments.
Big bag.
Bro, it's a lot. It is a lot. And it reminds me of the fact that, you know how Official approached Jazz? The Satchmo and the, bro, she went crazy. And the fact, so I can only imagine.
Her writing New Orleans jazz type deal, that all of that shit was super fire. I can't imagine, and I don't, Jazz not no slouch. You know what I'm saying? What I do hope is, because you know, Jazz is friends with every damn body in this damn culture. I don't want it to be too friendly of a battle. You know what I'm saying? I want Rum to battle her for real. And I want her to battle for real. I want it to be too friendly. A lot of people was like, it's gonna be friendly how Geechee and Jazz was. And
What I love about it, though, what I love about this battle is it is a super important battle. Not so much, I mean, from a fan standpoint, the Coffee versus Geechee battle is going to be a great battle just for entertainment purposes. And it benefit to me, at least to me, it benefit Geechee more than it do Coffee to win this battle. But I think it's different in the aspect of you got the returning champ versus the returning champ of the Cody and Wody. Y'all niggas is in the running for it again right now. So the winner of this, like, yo, I got a last year's champ on my resume with a W next to it. This a big fucking battle, man.
Shout out to Geechee, because, I mean, it's signed, sealed, and delivered that you need to book Chilla versus Vixen.
Absolutely. Mm. And we want, like, that battle bad.
Like, you got, at this point now, you have to understand the assignment and you have to
You gotta book
complete
it,
the assignment. You have to book it. You have to book that battle for this.
Like, it's kind of set. It's kind of
Cody Wody, Cody Wody, Cody Wody. We need.
My bad to cut y'all off. How far away is the event? Do they have time to book it soon?
Yeah, they got time to book it.
I think, right?
Yeah, they got time. They got time. And Chilla was on DNA show, if I'm not mistaken. It was DNA show, and he said, I'm outside for Vixen. So Big Vicky, I see you out here talking about your OnlyFans. She just dropped the link on Twitter. Vicky, it's time to get in that lab, baby. You got one more to go at least, because she talked about she want to retire. Like, bro, wait, hold on. Wait, what you just say? She did what? She dropped the OnlyFans, her OnlyFans, say onlyfans.com/vixenreloaded. She said it's not nothing on there yet. She said, let me get a stretch first, big dog.
She's showing the heat. I'm finna.
Oh, she finna be throwing it, mama?
Nah, I might as well pull up on all of y'all. Somebody drop me a drink in there. Somebody drop Shuni Link in her. I'm gonna pull up on all of y'all. She's
gonna drop down to a split.
Hold on, okay, fat boy. You need the OnlyFans sampler? That's what you said.
Yeah, I'm about to pull up and see what y'all on here doing, bro. Cause there's no way I gotta be on here walling up.
Fat boy, yeah, you can be pull up and see freestyling.
Yo, if I pull up on your OnlyFans and you dropping a fucking freestyle, I'm coming back on the show with a diss record. I'm gonna rap three rounds a diss record on y'all niggas. You better not. I don't want to see no rapping if I buy this shit. Pack it up.
No rapping, just clapping. That's what we.
Take a lap, Dutch. My fault, bro.
Come on, bro. You doing a lot, bro.
No rapping, just clapping. Crazy.
You did a lot just now. Like, that's just be randomly out of pocket. Like, yo, he be quiet the whole show, and then he just, it's laugh time immediately.
Rush out the bass.
No rapping, just clapping is OD. Dutch, you good, bro? Are you good?
You back in the basement.
My fault.
Take a lap, nigga. God damn.
Take the lap.
I'll be back, Dutch.
Some other announcements to come across our desk. Well, we talked about Chillin' Vixen. Geechee, don't fail the assignment. Let's not do that.
Yeah, come on. Then, you got it.
Which I want to talk about first? Calvin Goods?
Oh, my God.
Sheed and 40.
Is Dutch still in? I mean, is Ben still in the set? I missed them old Ben and Fatboy Good arguments. That shit used to be.
Oh, no.
Ben put in the chat Goods 30.
Oh, boy.
First of all,
Goods don't do nothing on that stage better than Calico. Nothing. So, I don't want to hear this shit, bro. We're not doing this. I know niggas, yo, y'all don't like. Let's start right here. We going to really talk. Let's clear this up right now. I don't give a shit that Goods rap about money. I don't give a fuck about him rapping about clothes or being fresh or having bitches or what. I don't care about all that money investments and all this. I don't care nothing about that shit. It's not what you rapping about. Are you saying some shit that's fire when you rap about it? That's my issue with Goods. He say a bunch of mediocre shit.
Cal, one of them niggas, he told him, I'm not coming outside for less than this amount, period.
Bro, so Goods be saying a bunch of random, regular shit. It don't be crazy like that. And y'all acting like y'all hearing the hottest shit you ever heard. Goods don't never lose. Nigga, stop lying. He lost to Tay Rock. I don't give a fuck what you thinking. The first and the third belong to Tay Rock. Pack that shit up.
This round mine.
He lost to Easy. Pack that nigga up. Y'all swore he was not losing to Easy, bro. Y'all swore with y'all whole life. Y'all soul. Y'all put it on y'all kids and all that shit. And that nigga went up
Easy
there.
Easy was walking circles around that nigga.
Circles. It's not close.
He had
close. Them tight too.
Right. Yeah, like,
bro, y'all really think he gonna get up here with Cal in this small environment in a small space and just out-rap this nigga Calico? Get the fuck up, bro. Y'all niggas on drugs. Good stop, yo. Stop gassing Good lyrically, bro. Stop that shit. Let me ask y'all niggas a question. How many bodies do Goods got? How many 30s? How many 30s do Goods got?
Bad boy hate Goods.
How many kills do this nigga? How many, like, not these gauge and these. I don't want to hear nothing about that shit.
No,
how many
real
battles do y'all niggas be watching Goods and be like, nah, he smoked that nigga? Go. Think about his career. Where the answer's at?
Go!
Mm-hmm.
QTN no questions that need answers.
He battled Hitman in a small room. Remember he battled Hitman? Remember he battled Hollow and his underarms was sweaty? That's all y'all remember was the nigga underarms being sweaty. Like, y'all don't never quote that, good shit.
Remember when he punched Jims? Right.
He punched Jims. Now, that was the best battle ever at this point. Now, on a look back, punching Jims was the best moment in your career.
That's his best haymaker ever. Oh, God.
Ever.
What's a wrong stop you passing
Goods. Stop that shit.
Knock them down with the Jims in your brain.
And like, this shit just lyrically is just not good. Shout out. Shout out. My bad. Shout out to Jims with the, Jims. Shout out to Goods with the store. He opened up a store. We going to salute black business for sure on God.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to
he got a new store. Go support that nigga. Go to his store. I didn't see. The video he put up, he didn't have shit in the store yet. So
I think it's going to be clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fire. Salute to that. I'm not mad at a nigga getting money. But can you rap about it and it's fire? Man, that nigga don't be saying much of nothing, bro.
You won't care
should
about
be regular.
I'm going to keep it quiet. He been pulled up that, like, how...
That chocolate leather smell like... motherfucking horse cough.
Who would want to smell like chocolate leather though? Like that's.
I actually have one of his unisex fragrances. It's actually empty now, and it's not.
Nah, fuck that. Easy said that shit stink, so it stinks.
It might have been his new fragrance, before that, I can't remember what it's called. But it did smell good. It smelled like it got like a soft.
Let it register in your glove box. That shit is trash.
My good
nigga, good say anything. That nigga be trying to pack so easy cologne.
Yeah, with good to the review of easy cologne. You got easy.
I seen that it. Little review.
Do it easy translate was on stage, though. Do it translate.
He sent good a magazine sample. Like that shit was crazy.
Yeah, he ain't like that. He ain't like that.
Boy, you hate Goods. Like, I don't hate Goods. I just hate that nigga's gas mediocrity. And all that shit Goods be saying, if y'all know of Chess, Easy, none of them surf, none of them niggas can go up there and say what Goods say and get away with it. Because it's not fire like that. And y'all know it's not. But because it's Goods, shout out to y'all niggas that's interested in watching a nigga get dressed up. That's weird to me, but y'all got it. Y'all niggas weird for that. Y'all be loving the Goods and dress. Y'all love that shit.
Goods got some battles that I like. I'm not gonna lie.
My favorite battle for him is the Averb battle. That's my favorite Goods battle. I watched that a million fucking times.
Fuck you up in front of your people like this is your king. Rock was wilding on him.
Beat the bro. Shout out to the good second round, but he did not beat Tay Rock. I'm not even reading the comments because I know y'all niggas being weird. I don't care. I don't even need to see it. Shout out to Ben.
Luca said he lost to Geechee too on Sesame Street.
Definitely lost to Geechee on Sesame Street. Yeah. For sure. Forgot about that as well. Like,
what do you think Geechee could say? I mean, what do you think Goods could say to Calico? Like, I'm trying to think of the approach.
I don't know. Calico own businesses and do shit, and you know, like he been around. Like this cow.
He gonna talk about the skinny dipping thing.
I guess so. Like we ain't heard that 100 million times, but I mean, again, I'm not gonna hate if you can make it fire. Cool, but lyrically, I don't expect it to be much. So. I wanted to see the battles. So I ain't gonna dead it. Like I did, it was one of the battles I wanted to see this year. I felt like it could be a good battle. It's a good conversation there that could be had. Both of you niggas is vets. Y'all been around long enough, so it's interesting to see what the fuck happened. Something that need to happen, but is he gonna win? Fuck no. You not beating Calico. Pack that shit up. Meanwhile, I watched Cal versus Chess the other day. That nigga Chess died. Y'all can stop gassing that nigga too. That nigga was up there throwing up and dying at the same time.
You got sent to the big struggle in the sky.
Bro, he went to the big Milton Bradley boy in the sky. That nigga was up there dying.
Milton Bradley.
Jeez, Parker Brothers, you got sent out of here.
You are childish.
Gio said, Chess, a 33-year-old rookie.
Oh, no.
Yo.
Yeah, because they be trying to make it like Chess ain't been here all these fucking years. Like, Chess been
Hey, Gio, that nigga Chris Winky, he 28-year-old drafted rookie. Like, yo, bro.
Oh, no.
That shit up.
Nigga still saying, but Chess young. Like, oh,
he got all this potential. That nigga lose damn near every battle. He battling on the chitlin' circuit now. Right now.
You know what I'm saying? Chess young no more.
Bro, Chess got kids pop-up. Now. Y'all remember young Chess? That shit is over.
Damn, he
got
401k.
Yeah, nigga. He married. He got a family. Let that shit go. Y'all niggas
he's
going to
retire from his job at this point. His regular job. He's going to retire.
Nobody saying Chess not fire. He just don't be winners. And then y'all will sit up there and try. Yeah, but if you look at the round, yo, he choked in that round. Stop trying to give this nigga rounds he choking in and shit. Y'all niggas, this culture, y'all falling apart, bro. Y'all falling apart.
120 is struggle year. That's
crazy. Yo,
this nigga said, how old is Chess? That was the answer. 120 in struggle years.
Jesus Christ.
YouTube cousins, if y'all still haven't joined the Discord, I honestly don't know why. You know what I'm saying?
I still want to see Chess versus Rex. Don't get it fucked up. Still want to see it.
Yeah, YouTube cousins, hit them up and like button, man.
Hit the like and subscribe button. Hit the button. You know what I'm saying?
The alarm bell.
Hit the bell.
Yeah, that hit way, that
you
bell.
Know, man, you know when we
leave a comment, drop an emoji. You know what I'm saying? Share it with your friends. Put it on the timeline.
Let's let you know now. You can stay on YouTube all you want, but the Discord cousins think very little of y'all. Y'all pussy to them, and they happy to tell y'all all the time.
They say y'all didn't even relate it to us, to be honest.
Come to the Discord and catch them right.
Like your mom, friend, kids. You see them sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They kind of cousins, but you know.
Play cousins?
Yeah, the play cousins.
Yeah, play cousin. And they said y'all can't fight too, so I don't know.
They said y'all the make-believe cousins. Y'all not the real cousins.
They said
the YouTube cousins is Spence. Dang.
Discord is Crawford. YouTube is Spence.
The Crawford cousins versus the Spence cousins.
Man, it's like a crazy family reunion. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Shout out to the YouTube cousins. Fight back, bro.
Hit the like button.
Now they in the YouTube comments. The Discord cousins.
You get your medication, motherfucker. All right, bro. I'm coming. Jesus Christ. Y'all niggas crazy. Pharmacy don't give a damn. Those niggas, we're cancel all this shit. Yo, bro, relax.
Yo, relax. Bullshit.
The Discord cousins have not went into the YouTube chat to harass.
Oh no,
the YouTube cousins.
I told y'all. I tried to tell y'all.
Y'all don't fight back or nothing.
Now, you know what we got to do? We need to make some mods, and we got mods in the YouTube to protect these niggas' safety.
Mods.
I just keep, you know what's crazy,
YouTube, because I'll be honest, so all these comments y'all see from the Discord, because I had to approve them because they so vulgar that YouTube told me first, like, this is hidden for now, if you want to approve it.
I ain't gonna lie, us being the mods is like defunding the police. Y'all niggas got no protection. Cause we are not, I'm letting all the comments through. I've been letting them through. I didn't know it was only us.
Yeah, I've been letting the comments through. Y'all don't really fight that much, but it's cool. But yeah, we love y'all YouTube cousins. Please continue to hit the like button and all that. Discord cousins, why y'all over there? Since y'all over there, hit the like
button. Hit the
button,
like, you know? Nigga. Y'all don't drop no donations, Discord cousins.
No, we did get a donation. Shout out to Derek Gooden. He said, shout out to iBattle. Dope event last night. I think real sick. We're amazing. And he said, hit the like.
Who did real the sick light. Battle?
Real Apple. Sick battle homeschool.
Oh, okay.
I seen a little clip of that. I seen a little clip of Real Sick on the timeline. He was going crazy. I can't lie. I want to see him back outside.
He's a looker now.
He got some.
Yeah, he had a whole little scheme reference about the dude battling at home and not taking away plates and all type of shit. It was really good.
I'm gonna go check that out. But yeah, I definitely miss Real Sick battling. We need to get him on a big stage or a big something.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that, no, I don't know about iBattle, but I thought that was on YouTube or something too. So I don't know. I'm going to search for it after, but make sure y'all go tap into that event as well.
Not trying to be negative real quick, not to cut you off, Lo, but speaking of iBattle, was they trying to get Lex out of here too?
Yeah. That's about the third time I've seen.
Yeah, Lex is a repeat offender to the culture. Like, niggas, they done tried to get Lex out of here a million times. And
I don't know
honest,
if he's ever addressed it before any of those things that he said. He got some, tweets that's not good.
I'm not aware of to the extent of what he is being accused of. I just know numerous times I've seen Lex getting attacked on Twitter for whatever reason. I never cared.
No, they said he did blackface.
Come what?
On. Like, nah, come on, my dear.
What?
Oh boy. I thought you was gonna like you gotta accuse of killing some frogs or something weird.
I'll end up in
nigga blackface. Oh geez.
The y'all niggas love, I mean the Discord cousins love ruining the day.
Cause man.
My bad, Lo. I didn't mean to switch the energy.
It's the Discord cousins being so tapped into what was going on that they know all the backstory. Like, y'all niggas negative.
Nah, I ain't gonna
y'all
lie.
Be tapped
I'm
into all
too.
The
I just don't display it for the purposes of maintaining my integrity within the culture and as a media member. I can't.
Shout out
be.
To Menace. Menace said it was one of the masks people put on for pimples, but yes, it looked bad. Oh, you talk about like one of them face, and he put on a facial cleansing
so
mask that was
black.
Like he didn't paint his face, is what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. I'm not, man, if that's the extent
I didn't
of
see,
it.
I didn't see, I seen a few tweets. I've seen a few tweets, but I didn't really look into it.
If he made some off-color comments or some shit like that, maybe
that's
different.
He couldn't find a different color one.
He just want a mauve green mask. Like, don't come out here with no.
Like, you know how that shit look. You know what you're doing.
it
you
should have like
avoided them.
Like, bro.
You needed to avoid that one anyway. It don't matter what the chemical components and the good face skin shit. You should have just left that one on the rack, buddy. Anyway.
What else we got?
Also, you know, shout out to 40. You know, hopefully a water bottle. She gonna hit you with a water bottle bar, 40. Just let you know. Be prepared for it. He gonna have a whole water bottle segment and reference.
A big battle for she. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's a very big battle for she to me. 40 pen is undeniable.
Yep.
Aside of the bullshit, 40 pen is really incredible. You know, I know because I wrote the bars down.
Yeah.
But Wody, y'all niggas gonna respect me.
They ain't appreciate it. They ain't appreciate it.
They didn't. They didn't appreciate my Excel sheet.
Niggas was calling you spreadsheet low and
a bitch
was violating.
She's a battle rapper too, but she's ass. She's in the comments like an Excel sheet for battle rap. I'm like, yeah, bitch. That's how you stay organized, goofy.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, dick sucker. You just want a dick suck.
Imagine writing down all your fucking accolades for the year on a whole handful of goddamn notebook paper scattered all over the place. Don't you want
imagine
your shit to be...
Imagine trying to cook a bitch for being on a panel and using tools that help you stay organized.
Yeah,
bitch, first of all, this stupid bitch supposed to be a nurse. You are goofy. You're a dumbass. Stupid ass goofball.
You're so much into your ghettoism that you can't appreciate niggas being organized. God damn.
You don't know how to gather information, bitch. You went to college. I went to college, bitch. This is how you compile facts.
Stupid. I ain't go to college, and I was compiling the shit out of them on the fucking same shit. Excel like a motherfucker. I'm almost glad Lo went in there first. That way I won't look so crazy when I walk in there.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck you think friends coming to fucking... What do you think friends coming to Cody with? What you think the laptop sitting there for, stupid?
It's in his note. It was in the cloud.
She thought he wrote it on his hand like how QB did. She thought he just was lifting his sleeve up, reading facts off his arms.
Niggas don't know said it now. Put it in the group chat, bro.
Niggas thought that France was reviewing the OnlyFans for the female background.
Oh, shit.
France, we need you to start an Excel sheet for the OnlyFans ladies. In better words, so we can, you know what I'm saying?
Scale of 1 to 5.
Facts.
Just yeah, but shout out to she. Big battle, highly interested in it. We got two artists who are highly skilled in the penmanship department, and I think we're gonna get a goodie out of this. Shout out to OSBL,
little style clash matchup.
Yeah, shout out to this is OSBL, right? I'm tripping.
Yeah, I believe
yeah.
It's a dope card. I mean, listen, I don't know. Asked about the second and third battle. Get to the instructions, niggas. I ain't gonna hold you. But the top three, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember what they was, but the top three, I was like, okay.
She got E-Hard on that joint.
Here's the thing. Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't knock OSBL because as much as you don't know the niggas and the instructions, these the niggas that probably end up on URL next year. So, Kels be cooking. So, don't knock it. You don't know who you coming to see in that fucking venue if you pull up to that event that night. So
sure, I'm sure Foots.
Next URL star might be there.
Sure, Foots was one of the fine print battlers about a year ago.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes he's still being the fine print. You'd be like, damn, is that the address? Oh no, that's Foots. You didn't even
also Flan too. Yeah, I think he on the card as well.
He was in the instructions on the last last card he just had. The one that had Tay Rock mixing around.
Yeah. That's true.
But shout out to Kel. She cooks. She's developing some good talent over there. We love Kel's. We love what she's doing. That event, I think it's her anniversary event. It got a lot of battles on there. Hopefully she do like a little pay-per-view. If she do, we for sure gonna tap in.
Are we doing a prediction for 40 and sheet or just
talking? No, we just
not yet. Okay, no, wait till the card about the card.
Did we talk about GG versus Easy on the last
one? No, a cousin tweeted me and reminded me to talk about it. I had to go back and look like, wait, did we talk about that last week? And the answer is no, it's not on the track list. So how y'all sound about that announcement?
Sounds terrific. Not giving a F. Okay? Yeah. She gonna do what she wants.
I'm
gonna save most of my shit for the prediction, but Easy in trouble. That's all I'm gonna say. Easy better be careful.
I don't think Easy is in trouble, but what I will say is I do like the motivation I'm hearing from Geechee. It sound he said he is in the he wanna make a Cody run. So talking like that, man, you plan on winning some shit. So you better rap good.
Geechee is just really good at certain things, I'm going to take y'all back to that first round against Tay Rock. And it was so powerful that Tay Rock won that battle and nobody cares.
Yeah, that's true. I
feel like
rounds 2 and 3 as well.
Geechee is really good at they have some really good material for Surf. Like, it's just a certain type of way he rap against certain people. And I feel like with Easy having this recent angle, I've seen, you know what also make Geechee rounds powerful is that he will disrespect niggas in their face. Like, we didn't see him talk about Beasley and Nunu, like right there in their face. We didn't see him hold Nunu knowing she got to go right back on caffeine after this battle and try to be professional. Like, it's just certain things he'll do that I feel like, unless it's in that contract not to talk about it, he gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, look, this is
That's and right. it's gonna hit crazier standing in front of who is the league owner. It's gonna hit crazier standing knowing that dog could be right in the back, you know what I'm saying, chilling in the crowd somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be crazy that and powerful if he take that route. And I doubt he's not gonna take that route.
You know,
what he did to Mike P. That shit was nasty work.
He's gonna benefit a lot. Oh, it's almost a setup. This might be a hit job because if you think about it, the fact that Geechee is willing to say the type of shit we know him for saying, you know the energy and the impact of him referencing Easy allegedly fucking Remy and saying it in front of Remy. You know what that's gonna do to that room?
Not even just that part. It's the getting punched on part too. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be the you said F Philly, like, you know what I'm saying? It's all of that. Like, I just feel like
he's playing every card.
And his conviction that went in his rounds, the conviction in his rounds, what he's kind of known for, being a crib, being from this tough city, you know what I'm saying? Just little shit like that, it all play a part in the performance, the way that the bars actually hit. And I feel like it Easy is fire. But like
Easy, leave the tree shit out of it, bro. Do not bring the tree shit up. That ain't even it ain't even worth talking about. Whatever you gonna say outside of that, do that.
My whole thing is if we kinda expecting Geechee to take it there, you gotta address it, Easy. As bad as you've been not to, the only way to really overcome it is to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Easy. Otherwise, if that round powerful, it's going to get you out of here. Like,
he's crafty, low. Like, I can see him finding a way to talk about those topics and still get a haymaker out of it. I feel like he's capable of turning it to where it's impactful. I think he can do that.
When Geechee gets right to it,
that use a bitch segment gonna hit.
Yeah.
That use a bitch right away. That whole, because you already know how he can tie it in. I don't really want to, you know what I'm saying? But you know, he's gonna put things on his jacket. Mm-hmm. So the way you could tie in getting punched on to things that he's attached to.
Save it low.
That nigga's
crazy.
Geechee, when he say, nigga, you got punched in the face and we ain't see you for a week. Nigga, use a bitch. Yo, bro, that shit finna break the...
Then if he bring it back, like if he swing that use a bitch back around and get into to the rumors of Easy domestic violence, all that... It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna look nasty on that stage.
It's a lot.
And I feel like he's gonna overstep all them lines.
Yeah, he crossing all them lines. This counterwriting is gonna be very important. We're gonna break it down when it's actually time to talk about it.
Exactly what I said I didn't want us to do.
It's a lot to talk about with this battle. We just kind of acknowledging the announcement and what the battle could turn out like, but we're going to get to the breakdown.
I'm excited to see what's on the rest of this card because of the title of the card, I Do What I Want.
A lot of niggas is telling me the card.
No kidding.
Oh, wait. You know the card? Man. The
title disrespect.
I don't know it.
Damn, I'm tapped in.
Tell me the card is classy.
Damn, I got some exclusive.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna make a phone call, find out, see if I can see what this card is.
I get the exclusive.
I might pull a card today. You know, stay close to your phone. I'm gonna hit you chat in about an hour or two.
Christmas in July. Okay.
Let's see who I can call real quick. See who know a little bit of something about a little bit of something.
Okay.
Got you. Me? Look, listen, Lo not the only one with powers around here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't got no powers.
Lo got the pull up for free powers.
Yeah, she got the red carpet treatment. Yes,
y'all could have all pulled up for free legend here in Michigan, you feel me?
Lo got the get on stage for the main event powers. Get up.
Yeah, they were treating Lo like she was at the Met Gala.
No, we didn't. Freddie. Damn. It's always Freddie. It's always Freddy. It always got to be Freddy.
My bad, my bad.
Was it anything else we were supposed to talk about? Because I feel like this show...
Dirty-ass gems.
Get that hate out of your heart, gems. Go make me a gyro, nigga.
First.
And black women are beautiful, by the way.
That's a super fact.
Super fact. Black babies are beautiful too, bitch.
Facts.
Weak ass bitch. Bullying children.
That's why a nigga went upside your head outside, because you don't know how to act.
That nigga be sniffing pre-workout. Go sit your goofy ass down.
He probably got his feelings hurt by a black girl. He thought he was
hold on. Nigga got his ass beat and then came back like a little while later and was like, yo, it's all about protecting your peace. You was kumbaya as a motherfucker when you came back. Yeah. Pack it up, my nigga. Come back and tell people how to be.
Get my dog made his page private. And no, they was already still on there clipping them tweets, you goofball. He talking about some, go look at the tweets I made about other races. Shut the fuck up, loser.
You don't care.
I don't care about that.
Tired of niggas trying to fucking take advantage and they want to fucking benefit off your culture and shit and tell you who to be and they hate you the whole fucking time. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Y'all niggas love black culture until somebody call you out. And then it's like, yo, forgive me. Don't fucking forgive me. Get the fuck off.
First it was dope, then it was depressing, then it was like, boy, pack it up, man.
Yeah, he don't know what to say. He really don't. This is a crock of shit.
Hold on, real quick. The one of the YouTube cousins said, them bitches feel that them... Okay, come on now, YouTube cousin. Come on now. Proofread. Them bitches feel they got power because they can kick people out the Discord, power tripping bitch niggas. Oh!
Whoa.
Discord cousins, that's what y'all over there doing, power tripping?
Y'all power tripping? Damn!
Who said that? Who called y'all out for power tripping?
We got a super chat. Shouts to the best battle rap show. Y'all gonna tell the truth about Danny Myers' looks this, or y'all thought it was good? Discord.
We told the truth.
We told the truth, cousin. We ain't
get up here and lie and say it was fire. Like, it was
Hey, real quick. Fonz. I seen Fonz yesterday.
Yeah.
And,
what happened,
and Lang was talking to him about, you know, his upcoming battle with Suge.
Yeah.
And he let me hear a little piece of the intro.
See, I thought I hung out hours. Y'all niggas thought I was making that up.
Listen. I'm not going to say what he said.
What he said?
Suge, listen.
Suge finna die. I told y'all, he's not beating no Fonz.
Be ready.
He's not ready. Beating Fonz at all.
Be ready, because I'm just going to say he's, you know.
Fonz been wanting this battle for a minute, too.
It's starting up there. So, you know, shout out to Fonz. He got plenty more time left to keep writing, you know what I'm saying? So,
it'll
be a good battle. That one, to me, probably going to be like battle of the night. If it go well, like if it go how I expect it to go, I feel like that one, even over Tay Rock and Ab, I probably still had that one in my head. It's better.
I came through with the sweepers because Web in here. That shit.
Oh, y'all think Tay Rock gonna go crazy on Ab?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He bet y'all. I don't care.
He gonna be sweating and yelling and spitting and all type of shit. You thought you was going to the beach, bitch.
You thought you was going somewhere nice.
100 round drum. You better have all the bullets and guns and all that shit still for ass. Yeah, don't come in here. You used to be my brother. And then, I don't want to hear that shit. Gun
used to
clap.
Be my dog. You was in my left city.
Gun clap. Eagle paw. All that.
All that shit. I don't care.
Tyler Cerrone.
Don't be no fucking psychiatrist, Tay Rock. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even worried about Rock going crazy. I'm more worried about
abs approach. Like, I want to.
I have want, a good angular.
Turn up, you feel me? Like, energy wise.
I'm going to mix them angles with them.
One thing about abs, you can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. Av, I never watched the Av battle and didn't hear a ton of bars that I never heard before and that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. He did a rap good. I don't give that. I'm not concerned about Av at all. I'm worried about Tay Rock. Is you going to come in here and remind this nigga that you used to be my brother? I don't want to hear that shit. Tuli Blam, nigga. Let's go.
It need to sound like a New York drill song.
Like, I didn't know you was in the hospital. Yes, you did. Tuli burst. Yes, you did. Don't lie. Stick to the script.
He had the Vinicom and the generator.
Tuli disappeared.
Yeah. Let the desert dump.
I think it's going to be good. I don't think they're going to be, like, super friendly about it. I'm not going to... I feel like... I don't want to get too much into a prediction, but I do feel like Tay Rock should address, you know what I'm saying? The
you
elephant in the room.
Got to, but still. Yeah. Like,
but you still got a, ain't no, I can't, what he told twerk, I had to turn my head, ain't none of that. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you lucky I didn't come to the hospital. I would have pulled the plug. Oh my God.
Shit.
That was stick to angry Tay Rock. Like, yo, bro.
You thought you was going somewhere nice? Like, that's what I'm trying to see. Like, yeah.
Hospital visit? No, no.
You thought I was bringing you a get well soon card?
Bro. Yo, bringing your man's an edible arrangement is wicked. That's OD.
Sending it via delivery to hospital with a car, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, yo, walking there like, yo, right you good?
Like, yeah, right on the inside. I'll be back,
yeah. God, yeah.
Just drop it off and leave.
Yo! I'll be back, I got you a fruit basket, my boy. Like, bro, this nigga walk a fruit basket in
and a balloon. A balloon.
And a balloon, yeah. The balloon with the fucking with the flower on the end. Freddie, that's strike one. All right,
What's crazy is he let me get away with it, but you didn't get away with it because I said balloon.
Nah, because when you said it, I didn't catch it.
Give me a low shit. Almost.
I still was trying to be funny, but the way Freddie said it, the way he tried to say it, I was like, nah, hold on. Nigga tried to keep me just laugh. He
no, definitely tried to catch me. That was definitely because of emphasis on how I was saying balloon. And you didn't peep, so I was going to
catch it.
And that's a pretty game on the woodwork.
Nah, we not doing earn.
Damn, we really talk like that? That shit's so funny, yo. I love that video.
He was really trying to, like, fix his, when he finally was saying it properly, it took a lot of facial features for him to get the Aaron out.
He's like,
Iron. That is the same shit. That's why. It's all the
Iron,
same.
Aaron, and Aaron. Like,
yes. Yo, Fat Boy, that tweet that you sent about the Punisher in Baltimore, that shit was crazy. Yo, somebody with dreadlocks.
When I watched the video, I was so confused because I ain't know where he was going with that. And I realized, like, oh, wait, this nigga was talking about filming a show and a random nigga ran up and punched this nigga out of nowhere. Like, fam, who does that? And I realized, like, oh, this was in Baltimore? Like, oh, boy, now it makes all the sense in the world. A Baltimore nigga doing the most. Oh, boy. It is what it is, man. Hey, we done?
Soon we gonna be back doing real predictions and real recaps. You know, Battle Rap finna be lit. But we out today.
We shooting the shit.
Hey, Dunkin' Donuts got this chicken egg pepper wrap thing.
That's the last thing I expected you to say. It was chicken. Listen, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Listen, don't listen, Freddie. Nah. Be on your fucking way. To get the chicken egg pepper wrap joint with a large dragon fruit strawberry lemonade.
Hey, a live
I'm gonna cry. I can't even drink.
I'm about to leave right now, and I'm on my way to get the chicken egg pepper wrap shit from fucking Dunkin'.
My glucose went up just listening to that drink. I
can't. You know what? I know you don't drink coffee, but if you go to Starbucks, get the strawberry refresher with lemonade. Oh my god, that shit is so fire.
The dragon fruit strawberry.
Wait, nobody got the
donuts. Snacks.
None of y'all got the snack and bacon from Dunkin' Donuts?
No, I ain't.
Yeah, that's my shit. Get the snack and bacon. Y'all wildin'.
I got some breakfast sandwiches from there, but I ain't never had the chicken shit that Lowe took.
Get the chicken egg wrap, bro.
Get the snack and bacon.
Pretty next time you go get it. Review it on the show next time.
You doing a food review next episode.
New Food Era Podcast. Dutch. Right. We even doing an outro. Cut the show off. Jim, stop being a bitch.
Stop being dirty. Right. Nah, hold on. I got something I got to say. Hold on. Let's hustle. If you want to start an OnlyFans too.
So that's cut the show off. That's cut the show off.
Well, I need a six people review. Miss Hustle.